All right, let's get into it. Today, we're tackling a classic Pilates move, the one-leg circle. And, you know, at first glance, it looks so simple, right? But what's really fascinating is that its true secret, its genius, isn't about the movement at all. It's actually all about the stillness you need to do it right. So let's break that down.
So let me ask you this. What if the most important part of this whole thing is the part that isn't moving at all? Kind of weird, right? We're talking about an exercise with circle in the name, but the real goal is to stop everything else from moving. This one idea, this question, is really the key to the whole thing. It makes us shift our focus from the leg that's swinging around to the core that's staying perfectly still.
And here it is, probably the best mental picture you can have for this. Imagine that teacup, full to the brim, sitting right on your pelvis. This isn't just some cute little saying, it's a game changer. It makes this abstract idea of pelvic stability feel totally real. Your mission, your only mission, is to keep that teacup absolutely level. Don't spill a drop.
Okay, so this teacup challenge has a fancy official name. It's called hip disassociation. I know, it sounds a little technical, but trust me, it's the whole reason this exercise is so effective.
So, what does that really mean? Well, you're basically teaching your leg to have a mind of its own, to move completely independently from your torso. The thigh bone, your femur, is just stirring around smoothly in the hip socket, while the pelvis, that's our teacup holder, remember, stays completely rock solid, like an anchor. And this isn't just some random party trick. This is an absolutely crucial skill for better walking, better running, really any athletic movement you can think of.
So how do we actually do this? Well, like with anything important, we start at the beginning with the fundamentals. Tier one is all about building that quiet, stable foundation. We're not worried about big, flashy movements yet. First, we have to master stillness.
Let's look at the setup. Every single detail here is designed to create stability. Lying on your back gives you a solid base. Your pelvis is in neutral, so that teacup is balanced and ready. The leg that's on the mat isn't just chilling out, it's actively pressing down, anchoring you. And your upper body? Nice and relaxed, so you're not creating tension where you don't need it.
Now, the movement itself. The key here is linking your breath to what you're doing. You exhale to help you fire up your core right as you start the hardest part of the circle. Then you inhale as you sweep back up to the top. And notice what it says, small, smooth circles. We're going for quality over quantity. The goal is control, not momentum. I want you to imagine you're drawing a perfect little dime-sized circle on the ceiling with your big toe.
Okay, so what's going on under the hood that makes all this possible? It's not just one set of muscles doing all the work. It's actually a really cool coordinated effort between two different teams, and they have totally different jobs.
This is such a great way to think about it. You've got Team Mover on one side. These are your hip flexors, glutes, hamstrings, and their whole job is to draw that nice, smooth circle. But they can only do their job well if Team Stillness is doing its job perfectly. That's your deep core, your obliques. Their job is to lock down your torso and make sure that teacup doesn't even think about spilling. It's a true partnership. One team is useless without the other.
So, once you've truly mastered keeping that teacup steady with those small circles, and only then do you get to level up. Don't think of these next tiers as just being harder. Think of them as the reward you've earned for that perfect stability.
So the first challenge is pretty obvious. You just start making the circle bigger, but the rule of the game is exactly the same. The second that teacup starts to wobble, the second you feel your hips rock, you've gone too far. You have to immediately shrink that circle back to a size you can own, a size you can control completely.
Next up, we can add another layer of challenge with a little bit of turnout, or external rotation. Now the key here is making sure that rotation comes from deep inside the hip socket. You're trying to spiral the entire thigh bone. It's not about just letting your foot flop open to the side. That's kind of cheating. This really tests your control in a whole new way.
And for the final challenge on the mat, we totally changed the game by reaching the arms overhead. Why does this make it so much harder? Well, it makes your upper body a longer lever, and your core has to work way harder to keep your ribs from flaring up. Now, it's not just about the pelvis anymore. It's about stabilizing your entire trunk, the whole shebang.
So with all that going on, how can you be sure you're actually doing it right? Let's run through a quick checklist of the most common mistakes people make, and more importantly, how you can fix them on the spot.
Okay, this right here is your self-correction cheat sheet. If you feel your pelvis rocking, that's a huge sign. It just means your circle is too big for Team Stillness to handle. The fix? Super easy. Make it smaller. Is that support leg getting lazy and rolling open? Nope. You have to actively keep that kneecap pointing straight up. Ribs popping off the mat?
use your exhale to connect them back down. And if it all just feels fast and jerky, you're using momentum, not muscle. Slow it down. Smooth is the goal, always.
So why are we obsessing over this one little exercise? Because getting this right has massive payoffs in the real world. This teaches your body an intelligent kind of control that makes you a better walker, a better runner. It gives you incredible core stability and sets you up for more challenging balance work down the line. You're not just doing an exercise, you're educating your body.
And that brings us to what might be the single most important takeaway from all of this. It's the whole philosophy of the one leg circle in just 5 words. Range is the reward for stillness. Stop chasing a bigger circle. Instead, chase perfect, unshakable stillness. Once you find that, the range will come to you like a well-earned prize. It's all about control over brute force, and that right there is the true beauty of this exercise.